A coin flip sounds pretty random, and that's actually on purpose. Researchers are trying to test different ways of doing CPR and of reviving someone whose heart stops beating. There's genuine uncertainty about what works best.
If you're using a treatment that's not effective, you're potentially robbing a patient of an alternate treatment that might have been used in its place.
That's Dr. Peter Kudinchuk of the University of Washington.
Even a treatment that's found to not be effective is very important information.
Knowing what works and what doesn't should help more people survive cardiac arrest. Most victims never recover. It's a leading cause of death. It often follows a heart attack, but sometimes causes younger people to suddenly drop dead. Kudinchuk is one of the leaders of a group studying cardiac arrest. They say the only way to compare two types of resuscitation is to have the whole community, in this case Seattle and King County, try one version and then the other. 10 cities are involved, including Dallas, Pittsburgh, and Toronto. Kudinchuk argues being part of an experiment is actually in your favor because it tends to make all the emergency responders extra attentive to everything they do. This region has been a pioneer in emergency treatments through Harborview Hospital and Medic One. The current experiments run for about 2 years. If you do want to opt out, you can request a bright red rubber bracelet that says no study. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.